Lady Draco from transnow.net, and this is free forever from tobacco, cigarettes, cigars, pipe smoking, whatever you're using.
Child,
grandchild. That's the same age. Around that same age. I bet you wouldn't want them to be smoking, would you? And how many cigarettes do you smoke each day? Well, this could mean a lot of things. Financial, for one. Cigarettes now are very expensive, aren't they? Just think about it. Just in the financial terms of your habit alone, and what it's costing you over a year. How much is it a pack? $6 to $12 each pack. How many packs do you go through in a week? Have you added it all up in a month, a year? You could be saving $30,000, maybe $40,000 in 10 years, just in a puff of smoke. What could you do with an extra $40,000 that you're just burning? I know you could use the money. Everyone could use that kind of money. And what are you getting from these cigarettes? Do you think? Are you getting anything at all? Some people think they're getting enjoyment out of it. It relaxes them. Maybe they feel that they're being just relaxed when they use it. But let's really break that down. You might enjoy a few puffs out of one cigarette, but that's really all you're getting. You're not enjoying each and every single puff of each cigarette that you smoke. Out of, say, 8 to 10 puffs each cigarette. So you're really just fooling yourself. Your mind is playing tricks on you. I know you don't realize that because it's a habit now. Think you're getting something, when in fact the cigarettes are taking. That's right. Do you really enjoy any of the cigarettes you smoke? So the big question is, are you ready to put that minute amount of pleasure that you used to get out of your life forever now and be free? So why? Why do you really want to quit deep down? What are you getting from these cigarettes? It may be very small, but why do you want to quit? You really know the answer, deep down. So think about it. What is your top reason for quitting? Is it health? Is it your family? What about the feeling of freedom? Freedom to be able to go anywhere, eat anywhere, fly anywhere, without having to think or worry about having to have a cigarette. Won't that feeling be wonderful? Will it not? Soon you'll be free of that. What about the inconvenience? Never having to stand outside in the rain, in the cold, while everyone else is inside, enjoying themselves. That will be great too, won't it? And what about the smell? You know the smell lingers on you, even when you don't actually have a cigarette in your hand. People know that you smoke. Does that bother you? You'll never have to wonder anymore if your hair, your clothes, or your breath smells. Even your apartment or your house. Because smoke stays in the carpeting, in the furniture, in the drapes. You don't notice it because you smoke. But people who don't smoke, they have a good sense of smell. And they can tell. Soon you'll always know that you smell clean. And won't that be a good feeling? Will it not? And we already talked about the money aspect. What it could do for you, for your family. That extra $40,000 in a 10-year period. That's a lot of money that you're just burning up in smoke. And then, of course, your looks. Maybe you don't realize it, but your teeth, they get yellow. Your hair suffers. Your skin wrinkles so much more easily. All of these are affected by your habit. And it is all just surface. But people can tell. All you have to do is ask someone in their 50s, or in their 40s even. And you don't even need to ask. I can tell someone if they smoke just by looking at them. People can say, they always think that I'm some kind of clairvoyant. But I can just look at it and see it on their skin, in their face. And I know you want to get rid of that, of your skin and your organs, to come back. I know you've probably seen x-rays of lungs. Lungs that smoke and lungs that don't smoke. And the ones that smoke, they're black compared to the healthy lungs that are nice and clear and white. And I know you don't want that. You do want health, after all. And there's that adverse image, isn't there? People today, most people don't smoke, do they? It might have been cool a long time ago when you were young. But now it's not the thing to do anymore. Practically no one smokes, do they? And just think how you're gonna feel after you finish this file today and you've quit smoking forever. How good it's going to make you feel. It's going to feel free. Seeing yourself out in the future. Fit. Alive. Well. Financially free. Living your life. Free of the smoking habit. And if you had been to your doctor yesterday, and he or she told you that you would have, if you were to have another cigarette, you'd die, the chances of you quitting would probably be minimal. But then, what if I changed that scenario? And what if the doctor said that if you had another cigarette, your child would die, or your wife, or your mother? You would quit, would you not? Immediately. I can tell you firsthand a true story. That was the story that my dad was told. And he quit immediately. That's true. Because you know you're not addicted. And I wonder how long you've been smoking the same amount of cigarettes for. How many cigarettes each day? For how many years? Because you know the definition of addiction is a substance, something that you have in your body to function, and that you need to continue to get an increasing dosage of, more and more of that drug to continue. But you've been smoking the same amount of cigarettes each day for years, haven't you? You really haven't increased the dose, have you? You've settled on an amount of cigarettes to smoke each day, based on one criteria or another. Maybe finances, social acceptability. And you know what this means, don't you? It means you're not an addict. It means that you do have a choice. It means what you have. It's just a habit. and habits are easily broken. My dad quit smoking immediately in one day, just like that, because he was told that he would not live to see me grow up. It all depends what your important motivation is. And he didn't even need to be hypnotized into doing it. What about enjoyment? The enjoyment factor. Most people think that it relaxes them. Well, I'm going to ask you a question. Have you ever heard of Ivan Pavlov and his dogs? Many people have. He was a psychologist at the beginning of the 20th century. And he tried to train his dogs. And how he did that was using people coming in with white lab coats to feed the dogs. And whenever anyone in a white coat approached the dogs, they would immediately begin to salivate in preparation to eat, even though there was no food there. And this was called the physical response, the conditioned response. It's a physical reaction. You believe that you're getting enjoyment to a conditional stimulus. And just like dogs and other animals who are so much like humans, we're conditioned as well. And we can be unconditioned. And when do most people smoke? When do you smoke? Usually when they're doing something fun, when they're taking a break, when they're relaxing, having a drink, socializing. So just like with Pavlov's dogs, your brain automatically connects these two things in our minds. You connect cigarettes and enjoyment and relaxation. Even though there's not one chemical in cigarette smoke that relaxes you. In fact, it's a stimulant. Now that I've explained this to you, it will never affect you again. Now that I've explained it to you, you realize that this is just a habit that you have, that you've been conditioned by others and by yourself into believing that you're getting a benefit from it, when in fact you're not. And right now, I want you to fall deep, relax, deep into trance, so you can use your unconscious mind as a resource that you can learn from, really have an experience, one that you can free yourself from. And sometimes the unconscious communicates to us.
To ask that part.
Doesn't it?
That runs that smoke.
It changes us.
To explore.
And as you drift now,
what is
ever deeper,
for you?
I want your unconscious mind to search and find the one thing that is of vital and utmost importance in your life now.
What the reason is.
Your heart, your lungs, your health, your finances,
and I would like that part.
Your social standing.
That runs the smoking habit.
And when it's found it,
to go to the creative mind.
I want you to latch onto it. Do it now.
As ideas.
And as the unconscious mind searches your conscious mind automatically.
Find lots of new choices for you.
Just move towards
other ways.
Those ideas.
Of achieving.
And images. That clarify most clearly. For you. The very things that you say and do that just seem to get in your way
of doing that.
Now, I want your unconscious to hand off that signal to the part that runs your smoking habit. And when it is taking control, that signal, I would like it to allow me to know,
or even better,
by allowing that signal to occur,
for you, that will
I would like to ask that part that runs that smoking habit to explain to you what has been trying to achieve for you.
A new option.
What the positive function of that habit has been for you.
That it is better.
Now.
More immediate.
When you fully understand.
More effective.
What the reason is.
I would like you to know.
Understand it. And I would like that part that runs the smoking habit to go to the creative mind.
That part that runs,
you know, the part that dreams
to pick up one of these
as ideas, creates plans,
something good for you.
And now ask it to find lots of new choices for you. Other ways of achieving the positive intention that you were using in the past by just using the habit of smoking, and instead of doing that, see something else that you can do instead.
And I would like to thank that part.
Instead of smoking, or eating, or using any kind of other chemical,
and allowing you now,
see now in your mind something
to live your
that
life
is of equal benefit, or even better, more benefit for you. That will allow you
never having
complete freedom
ever
from the smoking habit. And each time you identify a new choice, a new option for your life,
as I click my fingers,
that you believe that it is better, more immediate, more effective, I would like you now to just signal it to occur.
To the very first.
Coming to your subconscious mind.
Ever smelled.
That's it.
That very first mouthful.
I want that part that runs the smoking habit to pick up one of these new choices instead.
That you have now.
Something good for you. Maybe a hobby.
Maybe as a parent.
Something you've been wanting to try or do.
Drop down.
And the one that it believes is the most effective and available. Just signal it now.
Your younger years
to take over.
Mouthful of cigarettes.
And allow that smoking habit to just wash away.
Who you were with.
And I would like to thank that part.
Remember what that mouthful of smoke.
That ran that smoking habit. For communicating. And allowing you now the freedom.
Burning
the freedom to live your life now. Free.
The dizziness.
From never having to think about smoke again.
The awful taste.
Never having to have this habit ever again.
Push through it, didn't you?
And I want you now to picture in your mind
how gross it was.
And as I click my fingers,
as if it was,
you're going to be sucked back through time.
In your mouth right now.
As if time doesn't even exist.
You will feel sick now.
Back.
But you will not be sick.
Back to the very first cigarette that you ever smoked.
That taste.
That very first mouthful of smoke that you ever tasted.
50 times strong.
You're going back.
50
with all the understanding that you have now.
So disgusting.
As an adult.
That taste in your mouth.
Maybe as a parent. I'll drop down beside the younger you.
I remember what it was like.
Put an arm around your shoulder.
That first mouth.
And as you take
of smoke,
your younger you takes that first mouthful of cigarette smoke.
And when you're ready,
you remember
to free yourself from
where you were, who you were with. You remember what that mouthful of smoke tasted like.
Experience.
Disgusting taste.
Tell them
tar.
You survived it.
Burning sensation. In the back of your throat.
Say goodbye.
The dizziness.
Step over the line.
The nausea.
Into your new future.
The awful taste in your mouth. Push through it, didn't you?
Leave the habit.
You can feel it right now. Taste it now. How gross it was. Taste as if it was your first mouthful. In your mouth right now. And you will feel sick now. You will not be sick.
You'll smile.
And as I click my fingers, that taste,
and I don't know whether it will be
the feeling,
a minute from now, an hour,
it's going to get 50 times stronger.
When you suddenly realize
50 times more intense.
Something else.
So disgusting. That taste in your mouth.
Cigarettes.
the tar burning.
It disappeared.
You remember what it was like.
Right
here. I remember what it was like.
Right now. Because
that first mouthful of smoke. Knowing.
You will no longer need.
And when you're ready.
Desire.
To free yourself forever. Give the younger self. A hug.
Anyone offers you a cigarette.
Thank them for going through that horrible experience for you. Tell them.
Just smile.
You survived it. You're here today.
From today.
Say goodbye.
The thought of smoking.
Step over the line.
It's going to seem.
Into your new future.
To you.
And close the door behind you.
Unhealthy.
Leave the habit.
Because you.
Where it belongs.
Are a non-smoker.
In the past. Because from today,
are healthy.
The need and desire
healthy, not
for a cigarette is gone.
You don't have
from
to
your mind and your body.
Duck out the back door.
And if anyone offers you a cigarette,
take a puff.
You'll smile.
That's in your past.
And say no thank you.
You.
And I don't know whether it will be. A minute from now, an hour from now, 20 years from now, when you suddenly realize you have been thinking about something else completely, and the thought of cigarettes have completely disappeared from your mind. Right here.
Because it takes 2 weeks.
Right now.
To eliminate.
Because from today.
Doesn't it?
The need for a cigarette.
Some people need less time.
Will be gone. You will no longer need. Or desire a cigarette.
And desire. For a cigarette is gone.
You will don't. Anyone offers you a cigarette,
that's right.
No matter where you are,
you no longer.
No matter what you're doing,
or want cigarettes.
You'll just smile.
You find them to be a name.
And say no thank you.
In your life.
From today,
unhealthy.
The thought of smoking.
A waste.
Is going to seem.
Something
ridiculous to you. Wasteful, unhealthy.
Your health.
Because you
that affects them
are a non-smoker.
Your family members.
You.
And you don't want that. Do
are a healthy.
Of course.
Healthy non-smoker.
Because you.
You don't have to. Duck out the back door.
You are free.
To try to take a puff.
To do anything you want.
That's in your past.
Experience.
You. Are now a non-smoker.
Things you've been wanting to try.
You've always been a non-smoker.
And everything now.
The habit is gone. You are free. Free at last. To keep listening to this file.
Whether
as often as you need to.
An hour.
In the first few weeks.
Or 2 weeks from now.
Because it takes 2 weeks.
When you suddenly realize.
To eliminate a habit. Doesn't it?
Never even thought about.
Some people need less time than others. And from today,
as you are now,
the need and desire for a cigarette is gone.
And it feels
from your mind and your body.
Amazing.
That's right.
It feels.
You no longer need or want cigarettes. You find them to be a negative thing.
You know.
In your life.
Are a non-smoker.
Unhealthy.
And you will continue to be.
A waste of money. Something that deteriorates
healthy
your body, your mind,
free
your health,
and just enjoying life
that affects those around you,
the way you know
your family members,
the way you should.
And you don't want that, do you?
And getting rich,
of course not,
a little bit richer each day,
because you are a non-smoker. You are free. Free to do anything you want in life. Experiencing new things. Things you've been wanting to try. And everything is now seen in Technicolor, and it doesn't matter whether it will be a minute from now, an hour from now, or 2 weeks from now, when you suddenly realize that you've never even thought about cigarette smoking. Because you are now a healthy non-smoker, and it feels amazing. It feels free. Congratulations. You now are a non-smoker. And you will continue to be for the remainder of your life. Healthy. Free. And just enjoying life the way you know you always wanted to. The way you should be. And getting richer. A little bit richer each day. And in a minute, I'm going to be waking you up, counting you back from 5 to 1 as you begin your new life. Not 5. Feeling the bed or chair you're lying on. 4. Feeling your arms and your legs. 3. Feeling the room and your surroundings. Knowing that everything's changed now. 2. Starting to look alive and wake up. And 1, awake, alive, refreshed, and feeling, and being free. This is Lady Draco from TranceNow.net. I hope you've enjoyed this file, little one. Be sure to listen once a day for the next 2 weeks and enjoy being free for the rest of your life.